Management Hearings Board.
May it please the court, my name is Jean Melius. I represent Eric Hurst and three other Whatcom County citizens, and I'd like to reserve 3 minutes for rebuttal. This case addresses one of the most important mandates of the State Growth Management Act, or GMA, and that is the requirement of internal consistency. The Growth Management Act requires comprehensive plans to be internally consistent and to be implemented by consistent development regulations. There's no question about that. Whatcom County's comprehensive plan does not meet this requirement, and there's really no question about that. The county's comprehensive plan says that it provides for 2,651 additional people outside of urban areas by the year 2029. However, in fact, Whatcom County's comprehensive plan and development regulations provide for an increased population of 33,696 people outside of urban areas by 2029. In other words,
position that the number of permitted persons and the number of lots available for sale in the non-urban areas must be approximately the same?
I'm not unsure that I understand.
You're telling us projected growth is, I'm going to make up some numbers because I don't know your exact numbers, but projected growth, let's assume during this time frame is 3,000 and there's 30,000 parcels available for these people to develop and live on. Is it your position that there must be some similarity in the numerical number of people and the available lots to develop?
It's not only our position, but that was also the determination of the Growth Management Hearings Board in its 2012 final decision and order, which the county did not appeal. So in other words, the comprehensive plan says how much population will be allowed in the different areas of the county, cities, and outside of cities, and it says 2,651. Our uncontroverted evidence, to use the words of the Growth Management Hearings Board, was that, in fact, when you look at zoning and development rights for that area, the development regulations that implement the comprehensive plan, they provide for 33,696 people. Why does that make a difference? It makes a difference because the county is only planning for 2,651 people.
But
so
then they went, then the board, and went back to the board, and the board approved the county's policy. I mean, the county could do a number of things every year. They could just simply deny any further building in the area if they thought that the limit was exceeded. So it gives the county the discretion year by year to deal with this situation.
I think the question is whether the county can have that discretion. That's one of the questions, and that's a matter of law. The question is the comprehensive plan required to be internally consistent, or can the county react once it knows on the ground that too many people are there? And it's clear under the Growth Management Act that the internal consistency requirement is present. Otherwise, the county can't plan. That's the whole nature of planning. If you're, say, the Sasquatch Festival gives out 33,696 tickets, but it only has space for 2,651 people. It only has water and parking and tent spaces. The fact that maybe it will monitor how many people come, maybe it will react over time, doesn't mean that it's going to be able to accommodate all of those people. That's not what planning is. We also contend
with a program that says we're going to have available 30,000 first-come, first-served tickets, but only the first 3,000 come in, and we get to 3,000, we're shutting the gates. That's kind of what they've said they're going to do.
Well, that's not really what they said they're going to do. There are two problems with that.
Well, what's wrong with that approach, first of all, and then you can tell me why that isn't what they really did.
Okay, the first problem with it is the problem of vested rights. The county is only counting development permits under Washington state law. Development permits are not the only development right that has legal validity. I provided the court with, as additional authority, with the Myatke versus Spokane County case that quotes the Supreme Court's Quadrant case, saying that vested rights are development rights. I'll also provide the court
people who had submitted completed building applications, and then the zoning rules under which they submitted those applications were found to be invalid. If Whatcom County is monitoring the building permit applications,
It is not monitoring applications at all. It's monitoring issued building permits, and that's one of the problems. The problem is that at the end of the year, the county could find that it issued permits for 33,000 or 36,000 people. It would not even know if there were vested rights for an additional 33,000 people. It wouldn't even know that because it is not monitoring those vested rights.
It did monitor building permit application.
No.
Why wouldn't that work?
Well, that's not what it's doing.
Well, that doesn't answer my question, which is why wouldn't that work?
If it were monitoring building permit applications, that still would not work because those vested rights are valuable development rights.
That's how you get your right vested, is you file a building permit application.
Mm-hmm.
So if they monitored that and took steps to halt the opportunity to submit a building application when they reached a certain number, why wouldn't that work?
If they monitored building applications and halted when they had the number of vested rights that met their internal allocation of 2,651 people, that might work. That is not their policy, however. Their policy is merely to monitor building permits at the end of each year, and their policy does not even require them to take any action. It says we may take action. That action does not have to include ensuring internal consistency. The action may defer any action until they have to update their comprehensive plan. There's no date certain. There's no commitment of resulting in internal consistency. All they do is monitor and say that we shall take action, which may include doing something but doesn't have to. There's no requirement for the county to do anything. They use the word shall, but the problem is the definition of the word action, which doesn't have a date certain and has no requirement that internal consistency will result. Thank you.
May it please the court, my name is Karen Frakes, and I'm a civil deputy prosecutor representing the respondent, Whatcom County, in this matter. This is a very simple case that the appellants have managed to turn into something very complicated by mischaracterizing the inconsistency at issue. In this case, the appellants are challenging a provision, Policy 2DD1, in the Whatcom County Comprehensive Plan that requires the county to annually monitor rural growth to ensure that the county does not allow population growth in the rural areas in excess of the 21-year rural growth allocation it set in its 2009 comp plan. This provision was adopted in response to the Growth Board's final decision and order dated January 9, 2012, in which the board found the county out of compliance with the Growth Management Act because of an inconsistency between the county's comprehensive plan and development regulations that existed because the county had failed to plan to ensure that its comp plan and development regulations considered together allocate population consistent with the comprehensive plan's population allocation. One of the basic principles of the GMA is that growth be directed primarily to the cities and UGAs, urban growth areas, and the county, consistent with this, in its plan allocates the majority of growth to the urban areas. 15% of the growth, however, is allocated to the rural areas. The board, in its original order, was concerned that because the rural areas could potentially accommodate more growth than the rural population allocation provided for, that rural growth could exceed the allocation during the 21-year planning period. The board's original decision was based on its concern that there was nothing in place to guard against the possibility, not simply that this hypothetical possibility existed as the appellants wish you to believe. The Growth Management Act does not require the county to take immediate action to limit growth in rural areas that hypothetically could, over time, result in a violation of the Growth Management Act. If the county...
Follow up, Council, if I may, with something. So let's say that next year 10,000 people file building permits in the rural area. They would then be vested. What could the county do with that?
Well, I think, first of all, that's highly unrealistic. And I don't think the court has to accept unrealistic hypothetical growth. But the county could place a moratorium on issuing building permits. I mean, that's something.
It's too late, though, because you're over three times the projected growth with the 10,000 figure.
Well, you know, I guess
over 21 years.
It is just so unrealistic to believe that 10,000 building permits are going to be filed in Whatcom County, in rural Whatcom County, in 1 year.
The council seems to suggest that you're looking at the wrong thing and waiting too long to look. That what you're doing is really waiting to see if the horse has left the barn, and once the horse has left the barn, it's too late to do anything about it. And that you should either have something that has you measuring building applications rather than permits, and that there ought to be some mandatory mechanism in place rather than some discretion to look at things at the end of the year. At least that's how I understand it.
And I'd ask the court to look at the wording in policy 2DD1. It indicates that the county is obligated to monitor rural growth. How that's done really isn't an issue. If the county's doing that improperly, there's a safeguard here. The county can be called. Somebody can file a petition with the growth board. And if, in fact, the county is not accurately monitoring rural growth, the growth board can address that and see whether that's the case or not.
So your position would be shall take action means the county could not do nothing.
That's absolutely.
They could issue a moratorium. They could do a number of things.
Absolutely.
It may not exactly match up on the numbers, but still they would have been consistent with the Growth Management Board's directive to have done something.
That's correct. And I don't think that planning is ever so precise that you're going to have a total matchup on the numbers. I don't think even the Growth Management Act requires that you reach your population allocation of 8,300. And if you go to 8,301, it's a major crisis. That's not how it works. But in order to find that an internal inconsistency exists here, the court really has to make two fundamentally unrealistic assumptions. And first, that so much rural vesting will occur in the near future that it could accommodate a population increase of thousands of people, despite data showing a likely population increase of less than 350 to 400 people per year. In the record, we have the actual population growth in the entire county, and this includes all the city, including the city of Bellingham, during 2008 and 2009 was approximately 3,500. And if you look at our building permit issuance, that's the way we did figure out what the rural growth allocation or population growth would be, because we don't have numbers that specifically tell us what the rural growth was during that period. But by using the building permit information, our planners determined that the growth in the county was approximately 700, a little bit less than that, which would be consistent with the idea that the growth in the, or the fact that the growth in the entire county was 3,500. So, first of all, you have to assume, as I was saying, that there will be this excessive growth in a year's period that happens before the county can address it. And second, you have to assume that the county won't take any action to address that kind of drastic increase in development, despite the adoption of policy 2DD1. The court isn't required to accept the appellant's unrealistic assumptions about growth or their speculation about whether the county will take action in the future. The appellants had the burden of proof before the board, and they have the burden of proof in this appeal. That burden is not met by asserting unrealistic hypothetical scenarios that won't happen in reality. Going back to the discussion of, I guess I just wanted to emphasize how differently the GMA treats rural areas than urban areas. In the urban areas and urban growth areas, the county has to partake in a very complex land capacity analysis and come up with sizing of urban growth areas and zoning to only accommodate the allocation for those particular areas. Each area is given a population allocation, and the urban growth areas have to be sized to only accommodate those 20-year growth allocations. It's very different with rural areas, particularly in Whatcom County, which isn't what is referred to as a buildable lands county, like some of the more urban counties are. The only provision in the Growth Act that deals with the sizing of rural lands in a place like Whatcom County is in RCW 3670A115 that indicates there has to be sufficient land capacity for development. That's it. So the substantive requirements of the GMA certainly don't require that our rural areas be sized and zoned only to accommodate the rural population allocation. And I can tell you that it wouldn't be just Whatcom County who was in trouble if that was the case. I would suggest that there isn't a county that actually has its rural population allocation matching up with the vast lands. I mean, Whatcom County is a very large county, and in the rural area, there's 121,000 acres, and to zone that to match up with a rural population allocation of 8,300 would be incredibly restrictive. And I would indicate that the zoning in Whatcom County in the rural areas has been found to be compliant with the Growth Management Act by the board. In this very action, there's still about 10 acres that are at issue in Lammers that the county has. But other than that, the board has affirmatively determined that our rural zoning is compliant with the Growth Management Act, so that any permits that vest will be compliant with the act.
Thank you, Council.
Thank you.
Council for the county referred repeatedly to our unrealistic hypothetical characterization of growth in Whatcom County. Our unrealistic hypothetical characterization is called the county's comprehensive plan and development regulations. That's where it came from. The board made that finding. And so when we say that 36,000 people can go into the rural area, that is because the county's comprehensive plan and development regulations provide for 36,000 people, not because we made it up. If the county...
If they redid their comprehensive plan so there were only, let's say, 4,000 parcels available in the rural part of the county for purchase and development in the next 21 years, what would that do to the affordability of housing in the rural areas?
I think that the issue of providing housing is addressed by the Growth Management Act, not in the rural element, but in the entirety of the Growth Management Act, which says that urban areas should accommodate most of the growth. Rural areas are not intended to accommodate most of the growth.
Well, that doesn't answer my question. It seems to me when you restrict the number of rural parcels for sale, you're going to drive up the price and probably substantially increase the size. Is it a legitimate policy of Whatcom County to make sure that the 3,000 people that can live in the rural areas aren't all very wealthy people?
if that is Whatcom County's policy, they need to revise their comprehensive plan to provide for more than 2,651 people. If the county believes that the rural area should accommodate 33,000 people, it needs to amend its comprehensive plan to provide for 33,000 people. That means that they would have to plan.
Question or even remotely close to you. Normally, when a good becomes scarce, the price goes up. By having a large number of parcels available, but otherwise using mechanisms to restrict the number of building applications, you can make that rural land affordable. Is that a legitimate policy?
That is a legitimate policy. It is not the policy that the county has adopted in its comprehensive plan, which states that 2,651 people are allowed. Now, if we're saying that the fact that the county, without planning for it, is allowing 33,000 more people, and that's a good thing because it's affordable, I guess my response would be that the legislature has spoken on that. And the legislature said that the...
And you're going off on a tangent. The thing that you have to explain that I'm having a real hard time understanding is why the number of parcels has to equal the number of projected developments as opposed to using some other mechanism to accomplish that.
My time is up. Do you want me to address that or are we done?
We'll be done.
Okay, thank you.